Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning. Before we get started, I just want to thank God for a wonderful opportunity just to get up and allow the Holy Spirit to speak and actually train me so that I can share that training with you. What a wonderful opportunity. God, we just thank you for motherhood. Just a thought that you created us especially to recreate and supply your kingdom. It's just an honor. And I thank you, God, for all the blessings that you stored upon our lives and all of the corrections. Because of the corrections, it helped us prepare and get ready for the blessing. So, Father God, I just extend I thank you for all the mothers and daughters out there that get up on Saturday morning, that listen to the program, that hear you, that take heed to what you're saying and put it into work into their lives by changing what they say and walk it by faith and not by sight. And Father God, I also want to thank you for the fathers and sons that are listening. They are out there too. You know, sometimes we think it's just about mothers and daughters. Because I am assigned to mothers and daughters, but we have fathers and sons as well. And when we're out there talking, don't think for a moment, fathers and sons, that we don't have you as inclusive in the thought. Father God, we thank you for the fathers and sons. We thank you for the mothers and daughters, which create the order in which you have designed for the family. And we ask you, Father, to watch over our words today, that we be careful to say what you would place on our hearts and not what we want to say instead. And I thank you so very much. We love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a great day. It's been an exciting week since I've seen you guys. I heard you guys from last week. I've already moved into television. I went from radio to television just in a thought. Again, for the new people that are coming on, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I want to thank the listeners today for listening, getting on Saturday mornings. I know your schedules are busy. I know you have things to do, but you will carve out a little piece of your time for the program, and I just want you to know how valuable that is to me, how I appreciate that, and I just want to honor you with thank you, because you don't have to do it, but you do it, and we are assigned to this program for this moment. So I thank you for honoring that. We're at Blog Talk Radio, and if you're on the computer, you go to blogtalkradio.com. You can listen to the program, Mother and Daughter Bonding Network, or you can call us 347-539-5078 and click 1 to join the conversation. Sometimes we have people on that don't want to join the conversation, but they listen and they get it. And they will contact me, you know, in other ways to let me know that, you know, I heard it or I have a question or, you know, do an additional part of the conversation on the private side. And that's good, too, because I understand, you know, sometimes talking in public is not the easiest thing for most people. I've been there, done that. And even to this day, I still have to work at it. So I understand it. So what I say on Saturday morning is sit back, relax, get your favorite drink, and, you know, call your girlfriend, call your mother and your family members and say, look, we are on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking to Dr. Bessie. We're having a stimulating conversation this morning about mothers and daughters changing what they say. That's the topic. Yeah, mothers and daughters changing what they say. And when you do that, miracles follow. Well, I'd like to thank our new partners. We have some partners that are participating with us. The events we have coming up, we have the next event is September the 10th. I want you all to please email your friends, send them to www.m as in mother, d as in daughter, b as in bonding, n as in network.org, and ask them to sign up to come to the Mother and Daughter Crusade. And I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting. You don't want to miss it. The crusade is going to be in South Beach, and it's going to be at the Miami Beach Convention Center here in South Beach. So I just want you all to think about it. It's going to be a grand affair on the 10th. It doesn't cost you anything except for one non-perishable item of food to bring to the event. Now, that's your ticket. You can look in your cabinet and say, you know what, I got a can of beans up here, I have an extra pack of rice, or I have some corn. You know, just look up there and pick out an item and think about it. Now, don't just pick out anything. If you want to bring more than one, that's fine. But just know whatever you bring, you're bringing it to feed someone. So you don't want to give someone something that you don't want yourself. So don't bring something that you've had in the closet or cabinet for 9 months and decide, you know, well, I guess I'll take this. No, bring something that you would have eaten yourself, because we are going to honor the poor, the hungry. We're dealing with Kimber Cottage Group, Good Karma, and that is food for the poor. So when you bring it with love, because you want to transfer the love from your heart through that item to the person that's going to receive it. So think about what you're going to bring and bring it with a good thought and love in your heart. Again, today our topic is mothers and daughters changing what they say. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host on Blog Talk Radio. And if you would like to send me a personal email, you can go visit my website, www.drbessie.com. That's drbessie.com. Look around, see what you see, and by all means, go to the event, sign up for the crusade. We have limited seats. If you have not signed up, you won't be able to sit down. So make sure you do that. And you have to sign up each member of your family as well. So the other thing is that we're having the Cinderella Ball on November the 12th. Now, you don't want to miss that. That is exciting. It's going to be a ball that most people dream of. You see the red carpet on the Emmys and the Oscars. Well, get ready, get ready. We're going to have the red carpet effect for the Cinderella Ball. And when we finish the ball, 12 o'clock, we're going to leave, kick our heels, and get up on Sunday morning, November the 13th, get ready, and we're going on a cruise. We're going to lay back and relax and enjoy for the next week. It's an adult cruise for mothers and daughters, November the 13th through the 19th, and you don't want to miss that. You still have an opportunity to sign up and go on the cruise, but you have to call me now directly to get information. You know, if you look at the information on the event page, we're going to change it this week. The prices are going to change, so you need to call me. It may not be that much, but whatever it is, we need to talk about it. Call me at 786-462-6470. That's 786-462-6470. Or you could email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. It's drbessie1@gmail.com. I want to thank all of my ambassadors, and I want to thank all the women that are on the committee for the faith, mother and daughter faith bonding. Let me get my words right. The International Mother and Daughter Bonding Faith Crusade for September the 10th, 2011. They have worked very hard and helping put the thought into action and helping keeping me motivated. And I want to also thank the Intercessory Prayer Committee. I mean, they are praying and fighting this war to make sure that we get where we need to go. And I thank you for that. I also want to thank the Vision Board. We have a Vision Board, and that's going to tie into some of what we're talking about today. You know, the Vision Board We actually put the things down that we want to see happen, and we use our words to speak the invisible into the visible so that we can experience it in our life on a daily basis. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and the stimulating topic today is mothers and daughters changing what they say. Last week we talked about mothers and daughters answering the question, what are you thinking right now? And I like that. What are you thinking right now? And we looked at that. I said, ask yourself, what are you thinking? And, you know, I should have just been in, so what am I thinking? I don't know. What am I thinking? You know, that was a little cue just to get you to examine your thoughts. So we established that right now is the present, it's the moment, it is this instant. Now, we know that we can't change the past, and we know we can't predict the future. But what we do know is that we can feel the present right now, which is the living experience, which is called your life. Your life is just right now. This is it. Like the movie, there was a movie said, it's as good as it gets. Well, this is it, but this is not necessarily as good as it gets, because you can prepare for the next right now, which is the next moment, by using your words. You know, life is really not that difficult. Why would God make it hard for you to figure out what he wants you to do? Think about that. It serves him no purpose for you to have to dig under 1,000 trees, look under 1,000 carpets or whatever it may be, behind the corners. I mean, why? Why would he make it hard? He doesn't want you to have to run around and try to figure out what he's saying. It's so simple that you say to yourself, nah, it can't be. Nah, it can't be that simple. That's just too simple. Got to be something else to it. And then, you know, of course, as you know, the ones that, the followers that have been with me over the last year or so, you know that we talk about the intro conversation. And that conversation, you got two people talking to you. You know, it takes two to make up a conversation. You know, you can't just have a conversation by yourself, because you may think, well, I do. I have a conversation by myself. No, you don't. You have a conversation with that inner being. I mean, it's going to take two, because you got to have a dialogue. You're going to say something, and something's going to say something back to you. Now, it just depends on who you're talking to as to what you're going to get. So you're always dialoguing with someone. You know, you put it out there, and a response is going to come back to you. So what are you experiencing right now in your life? It's the result of what you've said in the past. You could have said it yesterday, and it boomerang back today. Some things are faster than others. Some things that you've said, some words, they linger out there for a week or a month and sometimes even a year. But they will return, because that is the spoken word. So as God say, as a man thinketh, so is he. And that brings us to the topic this week, mothers and daughters changing what they say. When most people hear the words change, there's an immediate thought that positions itself to protest against change. Now, there's an immediate thought that positions itself to protest. When you hear change on your job, it says, well, you know, it's always one person that will come to you, girl, did you hear? They said they're going to change the way we're doing the work on the computer. We're no longer going to do it that way. Change? Well, why do they want to change? We've been doing it this way forever, and it works fine. Why do they want to change it? Well, I'm not going to, no. And then, you know, there's the protest. You set yourself up to protest against change, not even knowing the details, not even knowing if it's how it's going to affect more than you, someone else. It's all about you. You want to protest against change, but not knowing the effects of the change. So the word change in most people's minds incites the word fear. And when the word fear usually comes, it comes with five friends. Fear never comes alone. Fear has five friends that's just his buddy. And they are, what's going to happen now? That's fear's five friends. They hang around. They want to know. They keep saying, what's going to happen now? Now, what's change in fear and their five friends, what's going to happen now? Set up camp into your thoughts. You will start saying words that will create a life experience that God did not design for you. And I'll say that again. Once change and fear and their five friends, what's going to happen now? When they set up camp in your thoughts, you start saying words that will create a life experience that God did not design for you. That's why I say, excuse me, to you, if you don't like where you are in your life, then you change what you say. Excuse me. If you don't like what you are experiencing, I'm getting choked. Okay. And I'm going to change that because I'm not. See, it's all in what you say. I'm fine. That's why you have to say it. Because what you say, your subconscious mind hear it, and your subconscious mind react according to what it hears. It's programmed to receive the information, send the information out to do what it says that you have said in order for it to do. Everything works in an order. So when God spoke and he said, light be, be instantly created the light. The authority was in the word be. Light be. So in order for you to change what you are experiencing now, you got to change what you say. And we do that by altering our words, and it starts with changing what you say to yourself and changing what you say to your daughters. Now, remember, your daughters are most likely going to become a mother, and she will frame her thoughts with the same words that she grew up with. Because in a previous show, we talked about 840,000 seconds a day. And if you have a child that's with you 24 hours a day, that child has 840,000 opportunities to observe you, to hear you, and to just, like a sponge, suck up everything that you're doing. Now, that's repetition. And we know after repetition, it will produce after its kind. So that's why we have to realize, if we are as mothers, what are we doing in our lives that we don't like? Then you have to realize, if you are spending any time at all with your daughters, they are absorbing what you're doing. And I know I've had mothers say to me, you know, I'm a Christian woman, and my daughter has just gone completely off the track. And I've been praying for her, and I've been doing all these things, and I put her in the Lord's hand, but she's still off track. But the one thing you have to remember, that if you're doing the right thing, and you're praying for, you have authority over your children. And there's no way Satan can have her. So you just keep going and doing the right thing. And before you know it, you'll look behind you, and she will have aligned herself with that thought. Because every seed reproduces after its kind. She's heard the word, she grew up with the word, and they will not stray from the word. It may, you know, seem like it, but just keep going. Keep doing the right thing. Keep saying the right word. Keep speaking the word of truth. And knowing that you have the authority over your children. And look back, and one day you'll see they will align themselves back because you have authority. So remember, your daughter most likely is going to become a mother, and she's going to frame her thoughts with the same words that she grew up with. Just think. You know, you said, well, you know, when she grew up, I was not all that. I was not living the right kind of life. Well, thank God for Jesus. That's why we have Jesus, so that we all can change. We can all look back in our lives and see things that we didn't do right. That's why when I'm doing sessions with the mothers and daughters, and I tell the daughter, don't think that the mother have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. Our mothers didn't have all the answers. That's why we have to seek to find the answer. That means you got to go through Jesus to get to God in order to get the answer. Because if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same result. So you got to stop what you're saying, change what you're saying to get a different result. So that brings us to the part where when you look at your past, we talked about that last week, there's nothing you can do. And when you look at your future, you can't predict it. You can only control now. The words that you created yesterday and last year, you're living it right now. And the seeds that you planted in your daughter, she's going to generate from those seeds. You can't plant an apple seed and expect to get peaches. Because every seed produced after its own kind, and every word produced after its kind. So as a mother, it is very important that we watch what we say and how we say it to our daughters or our children. Now, I remember some time ago, a mother and her young daughter, you know, was talking to me about their relationship. And the daughter immediately said to me, you know, I can't talk to her. And the reason I can't talk to her, because when we engage into a conversation, if she doesn't get her way, she just immediately starts cursing. And she would just curse, curse, curse. And so that ends the conversation. And I could see in the daughter's eye that, you know, what she was saying to me in other words was that when she started cursing, I shut down, I stopped talking, and I just let her have her way until it's over, and then I leave. So the cursing takes over, the communication stops. But out of respect, the young lady would stand there and just listen because she knew, I can't just turn around and walk, even though I'm a young adult, I can't just walk away. I got to finish hearing the conversation. I got to wait. So I asked the mother, I said, you know, why is it that you feel that you need to curse? She says, I don't know. That's just the way I am. I mean, you know, I get excited, I get angry, and the next thing I know, I start cursing, and it just comes out, and I just curse. That's what I do. Now, I'm not sitting on a soapbox for you. I tell people, yeah, I used to could do it. I used to could curse it, and then I know what it's like to be a cursor, and then all of a sudden, the word can't even formulate in your thoughts. You don't even think of a curse word. It's like it never existed in your life. So I said to her, I said, okay, well then, what are you going to do about it? She said, well, I don't know. You know, my mother was a cursor, and you know, I guess that's where I got it from. And, you know, it just, it seems like to me, you know, that's the only way I can express myself to people. I have to just start cursing. So I shared. I said, I understand it. Been there, done that. But, you know, you can stop cursing. And she immediately looked at me and said, what do you mean I can stop cursing? I've been cursing for a long time. It's just that it's not that easy just to stop. And I said, yeah, you can stop cursing. All you got to do is just say it. And she said, what? Just say it. I don't curse anymore. That's it. Just say I don't curse anymore. And believe it. She did. And the next week when we saw each other, she said to me, you know, she said, I don't curse anymore. And we celebrated. We started laughing, jumping up. I was like, okay, all right. She said, every time a curse word would formulate and try to formulate in my thought, I could hear your words coming up in my head. And your words would replay back in my mind. You can control your words. I don't curse anymore. So it's so funny, and I know they don't mind me telling you this, it's so funny that, you know, she got turned in by her daughter to me about cursing. And a simple change of the mind changed her reality. She went from cursing one week to the next week not cursing. Simply because she made up her mind right there at that moment that this is not what I'm going to do, and I don't do that anymore. It's that simple. That's the power that you have. But you've got to believe it. See, faith comes from hearing, and once you hear the word, you got to believe the word to activate it. The belief behind it waters the word so it will manifest. So she's getting, she got immediate results because you know what? She really probably did want to curse. Sometimes people curse and they feel so bad afterward. When you get to cursing someone out, I'm sure you don't go running around having a good time. You may pretend to, but something in your soul will just convict you that that was wrong. So she was willing to give that up. So now after a few weeks, she said to me, I'm going to turn my husband in because I can't stand to hear when he cursed. And I told him, I'm going to tell Dr. Bessie. And so she turned him in. And now he's in that process. It'll be interesting to see what happens when I go back. But I'm saying all of this to say we have to watch what we say. Because she used her words to change what was invisible in a thought to manifest in her life and became a reality. Now, God designed it so it would be just that simple. He's not going to make it hard for you. He says, say whatever you say and believe in your heart, you can have it. It's all about, do you believe? Because I had some people say to me, you know, Dr. Bessie, it seems like I do all the things that are right, and then I look around, and my money is not right. I'm having a hard time, and I look at other people, and they're doing all kinds of things, and it seems like they just have all the money, and everything's just going good in their lives. And I'm looking at them going, yeah, you know why? Because God said it rains on the just and the unjust. It's only one rule. There's not a rule for the good and a rule for the bad. That's one rule. And the rule is if you believe. See, if you believe something, it will manifest in your life. That doesn't mean it's right all the time. Now, they have to answer for that later on. But if a person feels that they are the leader, that they're supposed to be in a position, that I have a right to this, it is mine, then so be it. Because that's what they believe. So mothers, our words are the seeds that we plant into our daughters, and they will grow up to become what we say they are. Because a daughter will have to get up to an adult in order to have the power to make the changes in her life, or she will rebel at around age 16, 14, 16, somewhere along there. It's getting a little younger, and sometimes it's 12, because they are not aligning their thoughts up with what you're thinking. But as I said earlier, thank God for Jesus, because, you know, they can find the word for themselves and replace your word. If your word is not aligning up with God's word, they can find God's word aligned up and live the life that God has planned for them. But why should we make it difficult, make the journey difficult for our daughters? It is our responsibility to find the word, to find out what God has for our daughters and our children, and to help them on this journey. That is our role, to mold, to be the role model, to set the example, to let the light shine on us so that they can see the good and that they can come up the path and stay very closely behind us because they can see from our light. But if you have darkness, then you need to change what you say. If you're not happy with where you are right now, change what you say. Now, the difficult part about that is most people will not allow themselves time for the change to manifest. They want to say it right now. Sometimes it happens just like that. It's about the timing. And sometimes, depending on what you've done in the past, the alignment of God's will for your life, it may not happen until a week, a month, even a year, sometimes 20 years up the road. But when you get on that path and says, I'm going to align myself with the word, you got to be prepared to stay. You got to be prepared to just hang in there and stop being a whiny baby. Stop crying and talking about it and begging and pleading and why is it not happening right now. Just believe. Just walk by faith and believe that God said it and it will be. And he said, even, you know, I was just talking to God last night, and it's like, God, you know, you are such a wonderful God. I mean, you know, you think about it. He made you, and he gave you opportunity to choose. You could choose me, or you could choose someone else, Satan. I'm going to let you go. But he also say, prove me. Now, that's something to say. God said, you know, prove me. If you don't believe that I will do what I say, you do what I ask you to do and prove me wrong that I will not do what I say. But the test is, can you stay on the path long enough to get the results? See, if it doesn't happen by tomorrow or next week, oh, well, that didn't work. And then you get your conversation connected to someone else that really don't believe. You got to get to yourself. You got to have this intimate relationship with God that only you can have. You can listen to me every Saturday morning. You can go to church every Sunday. But it's not going to be the same until you read. And see, most people don't want to read. You know, he says, as it is written. So as it is written means you got to read. You can't just walk around, you know, people using the Bible as a coffee table decoration. And every time something happens, you go run and get the Bible, and most people go to the 23rd Psalm, and they read it, but they really don't read it. You don't read it for understanding. You read it because you've seen your mother read it, or you read it because you know that's supposed to be the one you read. But if you read every day, you'll be guided every day. Then your words will change, and then your life will change, and then you will start living in the manifestation of the life that was designed for you. So you got to read. You can't talk about it. You can't listen to someone else and get that intimate conversation, that word that only God will share with you. I was talking to a lady yesterday, and we were talking about our relationship with God. And I said, you know what? In my mind, I just think that I'm so special. I think I'm special to God. I just feel like God tell me some things that I said, God, wow, are you telling anybody else this? Because, see, when you get to that level and that intimately with God, you will feel like God is telling you some things that he's not telling anybody else. And that's true, because you're an individual. You're different. And he's going to tell you some things. He's not going to tell me because it doesn't fit in my life. So we're all on our individual journeys. We're unique, and we have our individual conversations, and that's why he made us mothers. He made us mothers so that we can have that intimate conversation. We have an intimacy from the inside from the moment you conceive that child. You feel it. And it is something that no one else can do. We love you, Father. But that intimacy of conception of that child being held within the wounds of your body creates that bond between you, God, and that child. And that's, you can hear it, and you're talking, it's what you're saying. So if our daughters are not where they should be, or if you as a mother is not where you should be, all you got to do is simply read. It is written. It is in the Bible. And you can seek. And I guarantee you, as my daughter would say to me, Mom, you need to stop guaranteeing things. But I guarantee you this. You'll find it. It is right there. So there's no more excuses about why it's not working, why this is going wrong in my life, because you've got to start somewhere. And you need to start today so tomorrow will be different. So trust me, you don't want to miss that intimate conversation that you could have with God and live the life that he has designed for you. So I'm going to open up the lines. We're going to talk about what are you saying and how what you're saying can affect your relationship with God. So if you'll click one, we'll continue the conversation with the mothers and daughters that are on the line. I'm loving it. Are you all out there? Can you hear me? Let's see here. Okay. One second.
Hello?
Good morning. 336, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Dr. Bessie?
I am doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in to say that what you're saying is so true, because a lot of times people hear something and they think, all I have to do is say it, and they think it's, you know, maybe that's not real, or, you know, they don't quite understand how powerful the words are. So they think, well, my words are not that important, when they actually are important, because it's the not only speaking the word but having faith in God's word and speaking, making those positive confessions and speaking what God says over your children. And because you have done that with me and my kids, then I know my life has been blessed. So I'm really a testament to what you're saying about speaking positive and speaking the word and saying what God says about, you know, your daughter and even your daughter's children. So I know that to be true. And it's all about having faith in what you're speaking and faith in God's word. Because, you know, you even have to have faith to be saved. You know, to be saved, the Bible says that you have to confess with your mouth and believe it in your heart. And it's the same concept, confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart, and speaking those things that are not as though they were over your daughters and over your daughter's children is so important. And I've learned that actually from you, and I'm a testament of how blessed life can be because of that.
Wow. Well, thank you. I when I come on Saturday morning, I come and I share, but most people don't know, and I thank you for sharing that. I didn't know you were going to say that, but that's been my life. That's the way I train my daughter. That's the way I speak to my grandchildren, and I can see the difference. That's the way I speak to my son-in-law, who is just like my son. When we are talking, he called me, we talk. It's the same identical thing. I mean, I talk to him just like he is my son as well. But when we were there and I missed the plane, and my daughter said to me, "Oh, Mama, I'm so sorry. We thought it was Wednesday, and it actually was Tuesday." And so I said that weekend, I said, "Lord, I wish I was here to help Angie help my father get settled before I left." I said, "If I was driving, I would stay." And I said that in my prayer. And on Wednesday, when you were pulling my ticket up and realized I was supposed to be leaving on Tuesday, I said out loud, I said, "Oh, my goodness." I said, "I asked God, I wish I could stay and help Angie help my father get settled." And the first thing my grandson, who's 12, said, he said, "Well, Nan, you know, that's why you have to watch what you say." And I looked at him. I said, "You know, you're right. I said it, and it manifests." So you'll do this for so long. I've been doing this for over 30-some years. You'll keep doing it and keep, well, all my life, really. But you keep doing it, and all of a sudden it just becomes. And for a 12-year-old to look at me, and he has no doubt, and you know I'm telling the truth, Angel, right? He has
yes,
no doubt. He'll tell you in a minute. Whatever you say, he's on you. Now, you know that's what you say. But I started saying that when you were carrying him inside of your womb. I was talking to him before he was born, and my oldest grandson. We spoke to them. I spoke to them. I told them before they came, "We're waiting on you." And why? So they were born with that. And I thank God. And I wasn't always trained that way. My mother didn't know how to do it that way. That's something that I learned from my path and my growth with God. And I decided, okay, I'm going to change some things in my life. That's why I say we can change. And the effects with my daughter, people say she's just like me. Thank you for sharing that, Angie, and you have a blessed day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, good morning. Let's see, we have here 954.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm awesome. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Thank you so much for this stimulating conversation, and I've titled it, because I always write out my notes, and I've titled it "The Importance of Changing What You Say," because like you stated, fear tends to come when you hear the word change, and as a result of that fear, whether you are rearing children or anything else in your life, if you don't learn the importance of changing what you say, you will, without even thinking about it, plant those negative seeds in your children's heads, and you have to make a conscious, and that child has to make a conscious decision that I'm either going to roll like my mama rolled, or I'm determined not to be like my mother, and it comes down to making the choice, and oftentimes those choices are not easy when we're children, but when you become that now adult, you have to make that choice in order that you don't do the same thing to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so important that we change what we say. And when we're conscious of it, we need to seek change by reading the Word of God. And it all starts with that reading the Word of God in order that we know what to say. It's easy to curse. I'm sorry. I was saying that it's easy to allow foul words to come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's so much more controlled when you allow the words of God to come out of your mouth. And like you said, most people don't want to read. They want to take the easy way out. It's easy to curse.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it, that, you know, most people do that because of it being inferior to the person. So in order, if you can't match them in an honest conversation, the defense is to use cursing to build that negative wall so that you can escape from the conversation and escape from actually having the conversation with the person, and therefore, you know, you just escaped it. You just really got past it. All right, thank you so very much for calling.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Have a great weekend.
Have a blessed day, hon. Thank you,
hon. Thank you.
We had a caller on. I think it was Sandra D. Sandra, if you're out there, if you want to call me back, somehow or another I clicked two buttons. I picked one and went to the other, and I may have cut you off. I apologize for that. Just getting back, anybody else want to talk on the conversation, you can click one. I know it's one of those conversations that you may not want to join in on, but it's an honest conversation. It is what it is, and that is that if you are wanting to experience the life that God has designed for you, then you're going to have to make some changes. You can't keep doing the same thing and thinking that you're going to get a different result. It's not going to happen. You know, when we do the vision board, we started the vision board January, I think, the 2nd. And I know it was the first Monday of January, and I'm hoping that's the 2nd. But we started that vision board, and we wrote down things that we wanted to see come to pass. And now it is August. Just a couple weeks ago, we had a young lady that said, you know what, I went back, and I actually looked at all the things I wrote down in January, and I immediately started checking off the things that had come to pass. Because what we do when we have the vision board meetings, we talk about what happened this week. We encourage each other. We give that word so that you can know that it's a possibility. And when we started that, you know, I started off, you know, when it was amazing because everybody, some people were saying, you know, I want a car, I want this, and I want that. And then when they came to me, I was like, I had $2 billion on mine, and I had a plane on mine, and I had the $15 million house on mine. And so they was like, oh, well, we need to up our ante. You know, we need to change. Like, yeah, I've been the millionaire. So why would I want to be a millionaire again? You know, God is going to elevate me to something different. So, you know, now I need to think about billions and trillions. You see, in order to do that, to elevate your mind, you got to change what you say. So then everybody started changing what they had on there and things that they expected because God is a big God. Don't even try to put a limit on what the possibilities are. And even with that $2 billion that I was talking about, God said that's only one grain of sand compared to all the grains of sand on every beach on this earth. So it means nothing. That's nothing. But see, you've got to stretch your mind from where you are now. If you're thinking, I just want $100,000, well, then $100,000 is all you're going to get. That's nothing. You got to go and believe God is a great God. There's there's endless possibilities. There's nothing that you can think of that God's going to say, oh, you know what? I didn't think about that. No, it's impossible. You're not going to be able to think of anything that God has not thought of, have designed, and has the possibilities to create. So if you're going to use your energy to think big, to think the impossible, knowing that you can reach whatever you believe. So you're only going to get to what you believe. So that's why he said faith come by hearing. You got to hear it, and you got to hear it. So every Saturday morning we come on this radio program, there's a reason for it. It's repetition. You're going to hear that your words, because you know that's my platform. Your words create your thoughts create your visions, and your visions manifest into reality. So every Saturday morning, I'm going to teach you about this word. I'm going to teach you about the power that is inside that word. We are created to be just like him. So why would he tell you to do something else if we are in the same image? And it always takes me back to Mary, Jesus' mother, when he performed the first miracle, when she told the guys there, she said, now look, now whatever he tells you, don't question it. Just do what he says, and miracles will follow. See, don't question it. You just do what he says, and the miracles will follow. But a lot of times where we find ourselves in difficulties is that we hear the word, and we say we're doing the word, but are you aligned with the word? You can't have hate and deceit and envy, back-talking thoughts in your mind and expect to get the results that Jesus spoke of, because see, he didn't have those in his mind and in his heart. He came from a pure thought. He didn't hate anybody, didn't have anything against anyone. It was all about love. So if you're having a difficult time, just think, you're on this journey, and this is your lesson. We're all being taught a lesson. But in order for you to pass the course, you've got to align yourself with the word. Now, how are you going to do that if you don't read the word? Because once you start reading the word, well, first of all, you got to be saved. See, that's the thing, and I don't want people to get misunderstood. You get the misunderstanding of this. You have to be saved. You first have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then you have to know, once you've done that and you believe that he's your Lord and Savior, that he died for you, that puts you in position. And then you say, you know, I want the Holy Spirit to come and live inside of me so that I can be guided. Now you're in position to be guided and to hear. So when you start having this conversation with God and he starts speaking to you, you will understand, because God said any man that asks for wisdom will get it. So you ask, what do I do with this daughter? Lord, what do you want me to do with this daughter? What is your design for her life? How do I use my hands, my mouth, my body, my legs? Because it's not your mind, to assist her to become the godly woman that you designed her to be. Because your mind, you have just released it to God, and he's going to speak to your mind, and he's going to direct you through the Holy Spirit, and you're going to get where you need to go. But you can't get there if you got a honey on the side, if you're doing stuff, backstabbing on one person or the other. You know, sometimes I tell women, it's not good that you come together if you're going to just bicker, talk about somebody. Don't like her dress. Don't like her shoes. I'm not talking to her. When you see them, and don't speak. I have people say, I don't even speak to my neighbors. I don't even speak to this person. I mean, how are you going to say you godly? I speak to everybody. I hug everybody. It's just who I am, because I come out of a thought of love. And you've got to get there. Because those are the little niches that will hold you up from your blessing. And I told a couple people, and I know sometimes, you know, there's I'm going to be careful how I say this, but there was a group of people that when I heard them talking, it seemed like something would just come up in my spirit, because I didn't have the patience to listen as they explained to me how to deal with technology. And God chastised me on that. What are you doing? They are my people. You cannot love me without loving them. And your impatience It's not working out of love. I never knew that. I never thought that my thoughts in my head about my own personal thoughts was affecting anything else. But see, God sees inside of you. You're like a fishbowl. He's looking. So when you think you're being slick, and then when persecution comes, look at it. What is it that you're doing? God, what is it that I'm doing that I need to change? I mean, that's just simply my recipe. Persecution will come. But it comes because what? Maybe there's some adjustments, some changes. So our topic today, and I know you're there. I see you sitting. I know you're listening. Mothers and daughters changing what they say. Our daughters look to us as their role models. And we have to show them without fear, because fear and faith cannot align itself in the same place at the same time. You're either in fear or you're in faith. And if you're in faith, you believe, without a doubt. If you're in fear, you're working with change and their five friends. What's going to happen now? And once you ask that question, what's going to happen now, you have just opened yourself up for a dialogue with Satan, because then he's going to give you the answer. He's going to tell you what's going to happen now. He's going to tell you what happened in the past. He's going to tell you what's going to happen in the future, and then he's going to put the fear in you. And all of a sudden, you start saying things and creating a life that you're going to have to experience next week, next month, and next year. And I guarantee you, it will happen, because you have the power in your words to say it, and nothing in the universe can stop it, because it's ordained that once your words speak, it goes out, it will not come back forward. It will come back just as you say. That's why I was saying something the other day, and as it was leaving my mouth, the words was leaving my lips, I wanted to stop it. It wasn't really bad, but as it was coming out, I just wasn't, but I couldn't stop it because it was on its way out. And I told him, I said, see, that's a prime example. You got to think before you speak, because it will shoot out, and then when it's gone, and you can't take it back, and then you can say, okay, thank God it was an innocent word, and it wasn't anything, well, I just shouldn't have said it, but it wasn't anything to hurt anybody's feelings. But I'm saying that to tell you that I teach it, and I've been teaching this for 30 years. And I still don't have it down pat. So we're never going to get perfect with it. We just have to learn the techniques to work with it. And every day, be quick to repent, because then that will clean you up and get you back on track, and then you go on down the road and you finish your journey. And one day, you'll end up where you started, back in the arms of the Father that sent you out. So, as I said earlier, mothers and daughters, watching what they say. You are the mother. You take the lead. And it's what you say that will generate, propel your daughter into her future. I thank God for you today. It's been an interesting conversation. I thank the young ladies that have joined the conversation this morning. It is a conversation, and sometimes it ends up just like it did a few minutes ago, that it ends up that I'm actually conversating by myself. But I know you're there. Thank God. I love you. Have a blessed week, and I hope that's food that you can chew on for next week. Be blessed, and remember, watch what you say.